Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 115, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. O Lord, my God, overwhelmed in deep affliction, afar from thy rest to thee I lift my soul. Deep calls to deep, and storms of trouble thunder, while over my head the waves and billows roll. And what follows, Psalter 115, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 44, beginning with verse 25 through the 8th verse of chapter 45. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, from the 5th head of doctrine, the Article 7 and 8. Genesis 44, verse 25, and the first 8 verses of chapter 45. And our father said, go again and buy us a little food. And we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will we go down. For we may not see the man's face, except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant my father said unto us, ye know that my wife bare me 2 sons, and the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if ye take this also from me, and mischief befall him, ye shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. And now therefore, when I come to thy servant, my father, and the lad be not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass when he seeth that the lad is not with us, that he will die, and thy servant shall bring down the gray hairs of thy servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave. And thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father, saying, if I bring him not unto thee, then I shall bear the blame to my father forever. Now therefore I pray thee, let thy servant abide instead of the lad, a bondman to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brethren. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad be not with me, lest peradventure I see the evil that shall come on my father? And then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. And now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in the which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Thus far the scripture reading. From the canons of Dort, the fifth head of doctrine, of the perseverance of the saints to Article 7 and 8. Article 7. For in the first place, in these falls, he preserves in them the incorruptible seed of regeneration from perishing or being totally lost. And again, by his word and spirit, certainly and effectually renews them to repentance, to a sincere and godly sorrow for their sins, that they may seek and obtain remission in the blood of the mediator, may again experience the favor of a reconciled God, through faith adore his mercies, and henceforward more diligently work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Article 8. Thus it is not in consequence of their own merits or strength, but of God's free mercy, that they do not totally fall from faith and grace, nor continue and perish finally in their backslidings, which, with respect to themselves, is not only possible, but would undoubtedly happen. But with respect to God, it is utterly impossible, since his counsel cannot be changed, nor his promise fail. Neither can the call according to his purpose be revoked, nor the merit, intercession, and preservation of Christ be rendered ineffectual, nor the sealing of the Holy Ghost be frustrated or obliterated. Hope to remember in prayer Miranda Vandenberg, who remains in the hospital in Cleveland, Mr. Johann Klock, who received surgery today and there is much improvement, Mr. and Mrs. Ronald and Adrika Koyman, who were blessed with a baby boy. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. merciful Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, then it is thy good and thy gracious hand that has kept us thus far in this week and that has brought us up to thy courts to hear what thou hast to say unto us. Ah, Lord, then it is needful by the first time, each time by renewal, that we may become small and very humble under all thy goodness, under all thy long-suffering, where we are privileged above most of the people above the earth. Ah, Lord, then in the midst of the many trials and difficulties in life, if thou would ask each and every one of us in this evening, has thou lacked anything today, then from the youngest to the oldest, ah, then we would have to confess, Lord, thou wast given so much more than I deserve. on account of my sins and on account of my unthankfulness. And then, Lord, then we have received good news from a far country. A young father has underwent surgery, and thou was given remarkable improvement. Wilt thou grant that humble heart? And now we humbly beg of thee, Lord, may thou continue to grant healing and strengthening, and that he, together with his dear wife and children, that at the appointed time they may return into our midst. And if it may please thee, that he may resume his labors. But, Lord, may it not be so, without a special blessing, and that is the blessing of free and sovereign grace, that it may be for the saving of souls. The handicapped daughter remains in the hospital. Lord, we humbly beg of thee that the time may soon arrive, that she may partake of food and drink for the nourishing and the strengthening of her body. May their eyes be upon thee, an impression that it is all in thy hand. But, O wonder-doing God, wilt thou remember her, together with the parents, the family circle, and that this solemn calling may be sanctified. A mother has underwent her first treatments in this day. Thou hast helped her out and helped her through. We humbly beg of thee for thy blessing, and a blessing not only for the body, but above all for the soul. Do remember all the sick and afflicted, all the concerns, all the fears. 'Tis all known unto thee. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones and all the elderly ones. Lord, we have heard wonderful things out of thy word, that for guilty brothers, no longer true men, they were given to bow, and where their brother has said, I am Joseph, whom ye sold into Egypt. Lord, thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house. Oh, may it please thee that in this hour, for guilty brothers, that thou mayst speak unto them in the way of revelation, in the way of comfort. I am Joseph, the greater Joseph, Zephaniah and Benaiah, the revealer of secrets and the savior of the world. Thou knowest what the desires, what the sighs and cries have been, with the knowledge concerning the portion of Scripture which we are called to meditate upon. May there have been those beggars that have begged of thee, that in this evening, that by the work of thy Spirit, because we read in thy word, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit, that they may be given to behold the greater Joseph. Lord, that is thy work. That is the work of thy Spirit. And thou wast promised to use thy word to that end. And not only to see, but also to be given to draw nigh, to receive instruction and encouragement. Lord, for thy children, the riches and the greatness of the greater Joseph, that can never be exhausted. Ah, the Queen of Sheba has said concerning Solomon that the half was not told her. May it please thee in this evening that thy children may be given to behold and to receive more. Oh, out of those storehouses of the greater Joseph, an increase of their repentance, of their humility, of their faith, of their hope, and their love. Lord, cause thy kingdom to come and glorify thy great and worthy name. We commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee, wherever it may gather, different countries, different circumstances, different needs. It is thy church, and thou shalt continue to watch over thy church and also thy church as shall be multiplied. Remember our nation, remember our province, and wilt thou remember our town. Lord, then on the past Sabbath day, then thou wast blessed the father and mother for the second time in their married life with the birth of a little son. Lord, wilt thou grant a humble and a broken heart, that they may sprinkle their little one with their tears, but also with deep and profound impression, that their little son, their other child, but also father and mother, that they are on a journey. And that is a journey to a never-ending eternity. And then thou granted this precious time of grace that we may be prepared. And to that end, may the prayers be multiplied also for this child, that he may be one for thee. We commend unto thee the grandparents, with their blessing and with their responsibility. We commend unto thee all the mothers with the unborn. Wilt thou remember and bless all the family circles. Lord, we now humbly beg of thee for thy help. Oh, it is a precious portion. Wilt thou make it precious? Wilt thou open it? Because when thou openeth, then no man can close. And when thou closeth, then no man can open. Wilt thou grant the Aarons and hers? Wilt thou help the little boys and girls also to understand? For them thou only needeth one word, shall be sufficient. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 432, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. A God who rules in state is in Zion great. He excels in worth all that dwell on earth. Honor and acclaim his exalted name. And what follows, 432, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. This evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 45, the first 8 verses, and we shall read for our text the verses 3 and 4. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Our text words speak of the personal revelation of Joseph to his brothers, with three thoughts. First, the remarkable manner of this revelation. Secondly, the tender invitation in this revelation. And thirdly, the comforting words by this revelation. The personal revelation of Joseph to his brothers. The remarkable manner, the tender invitation, and the comforting words. Thus first, the remarkable manner of this revelation. Beloved congregation, the portion out of God's word upon which we may meditate in this evening hour. What a precious portion. What profound instruction. And what a beautiful type of the way that the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, holds with his church. And then, congregation, a question. Then you knew where the last time we have spoken about the last verses of chapter 44, that in this evening would be the turn of Genesis 45, where Joseph has revealed himself to his brethren. And how that has that now been? Have there been exercises, cries and sighs, prayers sent up to heaven? Oh, have a few guilty brothers come up. They hope they would become true men and not spies, but their sin has found them out. And with everything they have experienced, guilty still, and no surety for their guilt, no God for their heart, no Savior for their soul. Ah, that have begged in this day, Lord, may it now be the time that by thy Spirit, that for a guilty, undeserving sinner as I am, that I may be given to hear and to see that greater Joseph. When we consider our text words, even for our children when they are a little older, and we would give the assignment, boys and girls, then you have a piece of paper, and then you study the first verses of Genesis 45 and the history of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, then even our boys and girls, they could draw many lines from the one chapter to the other, because on the day of the resurrection, Odd and the greater Joseph, then he is sought out his church as that risen Savior. I am Joseph. That was a message for a people where room has been made. And how was that with us, boys and girls? Do we need Jesus to save us, young people, older ones? Have we become a sinner before the Lord? And how has it been in the last chapters? Because we have heard profound and beautiful things, a clear type, how that the Lord holds with his people. And how it is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of his people to make room for that greater Joseph. And those brothers, they have experienced much. 3 days in prison. How deeply they were convicted. But they have also received many encouragements. They were very mysterious. But if we would visit those brothers on house visitation and say, brothers, can you now tell us what you have experienced in Egypt? Then children, you can understand that those brothers, they could tell of matters, not only feelings and emotions, but matters which they have experienced. That in the midst of the conviction of their guilt, then what precious things they have experienced, they were allowed to trade in Egypt. They have experienced that they have received out of those storehouses that were so full, precious things from Joseph. They have experienced kindly words. Especially think of the second time that Stuart has said, fear not, and peace be unto thee. And then they have even dined with Joseph, although they did not know it was Joseph. Thus, they have received the gifts of Joseph, and they are so precious, but they had no knowledge of Joseph. Oh, it is true. Undoubtedly, they have heard the name that Joseph has received, Zephaneth-Paneneh. In Hebrew, it is the revealer of secrets, and in Egypt, the savior of the world. They have spoken of him as the governor, as the man, but they have not spoken of him as Joseph, that was so hidden. And now we have heard the last time, because that revelation of Joseph to his brothers, those guilty brothers, those brothers, we have heard it last time. With everything they have experienced, wonderful providence, mysterious ways, tokens of the governor's kindness, but with everything they have experienced, their sin has found them out. Money returned, and then we have heard the last time of that silver cup. Thus that revelation in our chapter, That is on the context where Joseph has placed that silver cup. We do not know, maybe on a little table, so all the disciples could see it. They were bowed with their face to the earth. And then we have heard the last time that Judah has given himself a surety. But now in this chapter, the type shifts. Concerning the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, never separated, one in essence, but are distinguished, and that it's necessary for the child of God to learn. And we read in Romans 3, verse 26, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Then Joseph could not restrain himself before all them that stood by him. It was something very special for those Egyptian servants when they were given to see that Joseph, the governor, the second in command in the land of Egypt, that he became very emotional, maybe weeping already. And then finally he has said to all those servants, everyone that was present, that they must leave. And why did those Egyptians have to leave? What do you think, congregation? Why did those Egyptians have to leave? Concerning the leadings of the Lord with his church, how often in Scripture then we read they were alone. Think of Jacob at Bethel in that dark night with a pillow as a stone. He was alone. Think in Genesis 32 of Peniel. Then we read that he has remained alone on the other side of the river when the Lord has granted those further leadings. And now concerning those brothers, the Lord is so free. The one he leads more quickly than another. Also a difference, think of the Old Testament, of Samuel and of Manasseh. In the New Testament, a difference between Timothy and Paul, where Saul in 3 days, deep ways, not eaten or drunk, on that street straight, and there he has learned much. And then in 3 days, he was brought to a saving knowledge of the Son of God. But now those Egyptian servants, they were all sent out in the first place. Those Egyptians, they did not have a great need for Joseph as governor. Those Egyptians were not guilty. Silver cup did not pertain to them. Are you an Egyptian, congregation? Do you maybe resemble those servants? No need and no guilt. Then in the second place, the message would not so specifically apply to them, because Joseph would tell his brethren, I am Joseph whom ye sold. And those Egyptians, they had no part in the selling of Joseph. Then in the third place are those Egyptians. They were too good to need Joseph as their Savior. Is that also our difficulty, congregation? That we are too good. Not as bad as other people. Of course, we are not perfect, but we are all sinners. And then we excuse ourselves. And we have never experienced what we read in Romans 3, verse 19, that every mouth is stopped and that all the world becomes guilty before God. Oh, in the next place, that revelation that would be so tender and so touching, no room for other people to be present. And then further, do we not read in Psalm 25, verse 14, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And finally, there was another reason. Because those servants, they would not so easily forgive as Joseph. Maybe those servants would even say, we try to forgive those brethren for the awful thing that they have done to sell their brother, but we shall never forget. Ah, Joseph, he dealt so tenderly with those brethren. When soon they would come to Egypt, that it would not be spread all abroad, that the brothers of Joseph have come down to Egypt, but they have done such a horrible thing. They have taken their own brother, cast him into a pit, and they have sold him into Egypt. We read in Matthew 13, verse 11, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them. Then Joseph was given to shed tears. Oh, on the one hand, how the heart of Joseph has leaped and rejoiced when he saw that such a great change has come in the life of his brethren, that there was repentance, there was sincerity, oh, the love for their brother Benjamin that has become manifested. Then Joseph was given to think of the days gone by. Oh, when we read that Joseph could not refrain himself, we have heard already before that he has wept. But then surely Joseph was given to think of the faithfulness of his God, how that the Lord has confirmed those dreams which he has given when he was a boy of 17 years old. And then when Joseph was given to consider that the Lord is placed underneath those everlasting arms, that the Lord has kept him, that the Lord has watched over him wherever he was called to be in Egypt, how that the Lord has exalted him, and now before in the dreams were fulfilled, because in our chapter, then we read that those boys, they were still on the ground in deep humiliation because their sin has found them out. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he said, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him. While Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, the work of Salvation Congregation, that is such a personal work. That is such a personal matter. Those are matters that are experienced between our soul and between the Lord. And now we read in Matthew 13, verse 11, that Christ has said unto his disciples, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given. And he wept aloud. What that must have been for those brothers. What that silver cup returned money in their sacks. Their sin has found them out. Judah has offered himself a surety to take the place of Benjamin. And yet no answer are the souls that understand it. With everything that you have experienced and the things of the Lord, they are such wonderful things. But still with guilt and with a debt. And then in the presence of his brethren, he wept aloud. If those brothers could have looked into the heart of Joseph, then much of their difficulties would have been solved. Ah, for the church to say it reverently, and the church, they receive a love, and we have said before, our type is not perfect. Because there was something missing in the heart of those brothers that the church of God may receive and possess. And what is that congregation? That is love. Those brothers of Joseph, when they are given to think this true, still wonderful things, but they did not love Joseph. They had a desire with their corn to get out of Egypt as quickly as possible. But ah, for the uncovered sinner. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Now abideth faith, hope, and love these things. Charity it is called, and the greatest of these is charity. Ah, for the true child of God. That love for the Lord and the love for his word, which they are given to search, because those souls, they have many questions, many riddles, and many perplexities. And then they need the enlightening of the Holy Spirit to understand. And then they read all of the scriptures. And then they read also all of that goodness, because that they experienced, those brothers also. But they read and experience the justice of God, so perfect and so holy. And that applies to them, because their sin has found them out. But now when light may fall, to say it reverently, the scriptures, the heart of God, declaring his love for his church as the beginning in eternity, revealed in the time, the Father given his Son, the death, and the resurrection. But of course, there's so often the question for those souls all their times, when God's word may include them, that they are given to hope. But now let us always remember, the true child of God needs a Savior for their guilt. And what that must have been for those brothers, that Joseph has wept. How the thoughts of those brothers must have multiplied. Why is Joseph now weeping? Oh, if they knew, then how they would have been given to rejoice. But it was hidden for them, because Joseph, as the brother who was sold, was still hidden for them. The Egyptians heard Joseph weep. And the Egyptians did not understand, did not know the reason. So it can also be for the unconverted. And boys and girls, let us always remember, it is true, the true child of God, on account of their sins and that missing and that separation and their debt, they weep many tears of that godly sorrow, and that separation is so bitter. And then to think of death and eternity, but even in those tears, there is a sweetness that the Egyptians do not understand. Ah, for the unconverted, that maybe they have the impression that many times God's people are so sad, and they are sad, not because of the Lord, because of themselves. But boys and girls, let us all also remember that there are also tears of an inward joy and rejoicing. Was also so with Joseph, when he was given to think of the faithfulness of his God, that the Lord has so wonderfully fulfilled those dreams. Oh, the church, those tears, when they may be given to walk in the ways of the Lord, tears because of his goodness and long suffering, tears on account of that love, also in natural life. It can be when people are separated for a long time. Husband and wife, you can multiply it out. Just think, in the time of war, when young men have returned from the battlefield and they have knocked on the door of the family and they have appeared, then what a tears were shed of joy and of rejoicing. But the Egyptians did not understand. Are you still an Egyptian congregation? That maybe you think, I do not want to be sad. Oh, ask then the Lord that he may show you, and that the Lord may work in your heart, and that you may understand something of the tears which the true people of God shed. Oh, when the Lord works, then we become so jealous of God's people also with their tears. Because for that people, we are given to believe that the tears, they are collected in the Lord's bottle. But the Lord has souls that have many questions about their tears, whether they are the right tears. Those souls, many times you find them in secret places. But congregation, now it was necessary. There was room made for the revelation of Joseph. And that is in the Lord's way and the Lord's time. There is a Christendom that knows exactly how it must go and how it goes. And when you do ask how has it went in your life, then you do not hear so much. Oh, we have mentioned it, those brothers of Joseph. And the Lord is free and sovereign concerning the depth and manner. But the people of the Lord, they shall learn what a great sinner they are. And that they can never save themselves. They have to do with the justice of God. That the justice needs to be satisfied. Because the revelation of Joseph in our text words, that is with the presence of that silver cup, that their sin has found them out. Thus Joseph would be revealed behind the justice of the lands of Egypt. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, in the Hebrew, before he had spoken through an interpreter. And then those brothers, through the interpreter, but they had no knowledge of the Egyptian language. But now in the Hebrew, the Lord has a people upon the earth that there can be times that they come up to God's house and concerning different matters, of course not a different language, but in a certain sense, it seems to be so. That such a child of God, when they may receive something, a special blessing, a special instruction, that they sometimes even think to themselves, why has that never been told from the pulpit to me before? Has been told before. But then they did not understand it. Perhaps there was no room for it, because the child of God, they listen best concerning the things they have experienced. And then there comes a time, old people of God have said, then the wagon stands still. And that is a blessing when they may listen in such a way, when they may hear what they have received, those brothers of Joseph, not all a strange language, that they can find their heart and their life with the wonderful things which the Lord has done. But when they may also hear what they yet miss and the further leadings. And now a weeping Joseph. What a solemn and what a touching moment. Boys and girls, you can picture it in your mind, because we do not read that those brothers, that they have got on their feet, they were still bowing to the ground. Oh, I think that secretly they have looked up a little bit. It's that strange congregation. A looking, a longing to the heavens for a token of the Lord's favor, that they have looked up, whether Joseph was looking in anger upon them. But then when Joseph has wept, could not understand it. It was so mysterious. Why was it Joseph now weeping concerning those men lying on the ground that have sent everything away? We say it again, congregation. Those brothers could have looked into that heart of Joseph. Then a little light would have risen. But it was so hidden for them. Oh, there can be those souls concerning the wonder of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it is so hidden for them. And then three words, where the Lord has made room. And three words, which those brothers have never forgotten. And then Joseph, how long he has wept, we do not know. But then there came a time that Joseph has stopped weeping. There was a silence. Those brothers were silent. And then Joseph has simply declared, I am Joseph. What a beautiful type. When we think of the day of the resurrection. Ah, those brothers, Psalm 69 verse 4. They have hated me without a cause. The Jews have cried out, crucify him. The disciples have fled. And for the women, were so many riddles and so many questions. Oh, then Joseph had been his desire, had to refrain himself to wait till this time to say, I am Joseph. But what a faint type congregation of the greater Joseph. Oh, on the morning of the resurrection, then it was his vehement desire. It was his rejoicing when he may appear unto his church. Oh, think of that weeping Mary Magdalene that has stood at that grave. Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And then Jesus has said, Mary, I am Joseph. Ah, to those women, when they have returned from the grave, those travelers to Emmaus, why are ye sad? Oh, then it was made known unto him in the breaking of bread. As Simon Peter, if there was anyone that ascended away, oh, we have heard from the canons of Dort, according to the scriptures, that from God's side, that the salvation of the church lieth so sure, the redeeming love of the Father, the redeeming love of the Son, always being that greater Joseph, and the application of the Holy Spirit, all then in the evening hour, with closed doors, then he has appeared unto them. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Oh, in the Gospel of John, then we read of those I ams. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the vine, that faithful Savior. I am Joseph. Oh, are there guilty souls in my midst? That life of those brethren is not a strange matter. But now it has become silent, a stillness. And with the heavenly high debt, that you can never pay. Oh, then in this evening, then we may proclaim that greater Joseph. Oh, in our text, it is but a faint type, because of Joseph. It is true, the secrets of the Lord are given to them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. But for Joseph, much was hidden. The way that the Lord has laid out for him, that is also the goodness and the wisdom of the Lord. But now that greater Joseph, already in the council of peace, then that Joseph has declared before his father, I am Joseph, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Oh, then that greater Joseph, then he was willing to leave his father's throne and habitation to be born as a helpless child. Then the greater Joseph, then he was willing to suffer and die. All his life the cross was before him. Thus in this evening it may be declared, oh, I am Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Psalmist. In Psalm 45, the verses 1 and 2, he was indicting a good matter, and his mouth was as a pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men, and grace is poured out upon thy lips. Oh, concerning the greater Joseph, then what sweet matters of meditation, the love, the unfathomable love and willingness of the greater Joseph. And for who? For guilty brothers that have tried so hard to please and to save. But the silver cup, not only do sin, but am sin. What an encouragement for guilty people. Shall the Spirit then work that need, that desire, and shall he not fulfill it? And then we read, and Joseph said unto his brethren, oh, we still call, they were still his brethren. He has not disowned them. Has that ever become a wonder, people of God? The Lord is not disowned. That the Lord, reverently speaking, has said, bestowed so many blessings under thy word, and but a wandering black sheep. Of course, we have said from God's side, it lies so sure. And now for the child of God, the wonder only becomes greater. Instead of Joseph saying to the servants, servants, take these men and put them in the darkest dungeon in Egypt. Give them just enough bread and water to keep them alive. Instead he has said, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? Oh, that was also a wonder for Joseph. His father was still alive 130 years. Can understand, boys and girls, that those years in Egypt that Joseph has so often thought of his father, and the desire that the time would come that he may still see his father and speak together of the wonderful things of the Lord. Does my father yet live? Then maybe you say, but in a former chapter we have heard that those brothers have spoken of their father. Of course, in the first place, there's but one step between us and death. And in the second place, Joseph was given to see it, that those brethren, they were so fearful. But then he has asked about his father that perhaps they had opportunity to burden himself. What did those brothers need? We could compare it to Esther and Esther 5. Oh, in chapter 4, verse 16, so will I go to the king. And if I perish, I perish. Then those brethren, they were silent, had nothing to plead upon. Then they needed that golden scepter. I am Joseph. And then they needed further instruction. Let us first sing. Psalter 230, the stanzas 3, 4, and 6. Oh, will thy anger never cease? Forever shall thy wrath increase. Revive and quicken us once more. And thy salvation's joy restore, and what follows, 230, 3, 4, and 6. Secondly, the tender invitation in this revelation. Our history, what an encouragement for poor and needy and guilty souls to remain at the throne of grace. Those brothers, they did not have the promises and the precious invitations and the encouraging examples which the Spirit has given through the Scriptures. And I read in John 6, verse 37, all that the Father hath given me shall come unto me, and I will in no wise cast out. The bride is said in the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 4, draw me, and we will run after thee. But now with this revelation, with these three words, I am Joseph, then those brothers, they needed further and deeper instruction. And then we read upon that revelation, and his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. We have said it, what a lines we can draw to the time of the resurrection. Then how fearful and troubled the church was in that evening hour behind closed doors. But then Jesus has instructed further, the Lord Jesus Christ as the greater Joseph. Then he has shown his pierced hands, his pierced side, his pierced feet. And so we also read in our text words, because it is evident that those brethren did not speak one word. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. Then Joseph had a desire to experience communion with his brethren, and that he may give further instruction. And they came near, but still silent. They needed Joseph to speak further. Are there souls that understand it? Are there souls that understand it? To know what it is, come at the throne of grace. Your guilt, with special needs, but no answer yet has found relief. Make us concerning that greater Joseph, then it is needful to be instructed further. And he said, I am Joseph, for the second time. Are there souls that understand the need? In the first place, there are souls that desire a confirmation. In the second place, they desire further instruction. And what else? Are there souls that understand it? Oh, souls that desire and to love to hear his voice once more. Oh, my dove, that art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me hear thy voice and see thy countenance, for thy countenance comely, and thy voice is sweet. And now they have received that further instruction. They were led back. Brothers, Reuben, Judah, Simeon, Levi, also Benjamin, also a message for him, although he was not like those other brethren which just sold him. Nevertheless, I am Joseph, whom ye have sold. I am Jesus, whom ye have crucified by your sins. Original, actual, Numbers 32, verse 23. Be sure that your sins will find you out. I am Joseph. I am Joseph, your brother. Still your brother. Oh, what an other line we can draw. Think of John 20, verse 17. Jesus has said to Mary Magdalene, go to my father and your father. Go to my brethren. What a wonder for those brothers, with everything that they have done, all came back, casting into the pit the anxious inquiries of Joseph. They have sold him. I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold. What a precious proclamation. That is now the gospel congregation. For poor and needy sinners that are worked out, that are talked out and even prayed out, silent, under a just God. I am Joseph, whom ye have sold. Unfathomable love, great willingness. Then the greater Joseph, he tells his child, this I have now done for you. Oh, so willing. Already given myself in eternity. Born in a stable, laid in a manger. Suffered and died your sins, which have nailed me to the cross. Oh, child, I have satisfied justice. I have paid all your debt, paid such a great dowry. I am Joseph, whom ye have sold. What a rich gospel for poor, needy, wretched, and guilty brothers. What a message it was for them, brothers that have made themselves worthy to be cast into prison. Congregation shall close for this evening. What does it mean to you? Has the Lord wrought that need? Have we become a mourner? Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. It's the life of those brothers. It is a strange matter. But now the need to hear, I am Joseph. And now that application that is the work of the Spirit, because 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit, young and old, Egyptians in my midst, my unconverted fellow travelers, beg then the Lord that he may teach you those wonderful things. Use the means of grace to that end. Be much on your knees. People of God, how far can we come with those brothers? And now concerning I am Joseph, there is coming a day that we shall all see him. Oh, the greater Joseph, Zephaniah, Penina, who may be proclaimed as the Savior for sinners, for God's people, what that shall be when they shall behold their Savior, who has given himself so willingly and freely, shed his blood. And then the greater Joseph shall not only say, child, come near unto me, but those blessed words, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Oh, my unconverted fellow travelers, what shall it be if we shall be given to see Joseph, a Joseph whom we have rejected, not sought for, too good and too proud? And then we shall hear, I am Joseph, and I have come to judge the quick and the dead. And then we shall not hear those words, come near unto me, but depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. But in this evening hour, that greater Joseph who has come, oh, his name is Jesus. He has come to save his people from their sins. And to that end, may the prayers be multiplied. Ah, that the greater Joseph by his Spirit, that he may make us guilty, boys and girls, young people and older ones, to experience the wonderful things of the Lord, and to be brought to a saving knowledge congregation, may be declared, I am Joseph. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of wonderful things, and Joseph only a faint type of thy dear Son. Wilt thou add thy blessing? Ah, Lord, may it be granted for guilty brothers that by an eye of faith they may have looked upon the greater Joseph the greater Zephna Benunia. Lord, be the after preacher. Wilt thou graciously watch over us the remainder of this week? Bring us together on the Sabbath day. Return us safely to our homes. Remember all the sick and afflicted. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 44. And let us only sing stanza 4. Jehovah will not chide with us forever, nor always keep us anger, but deliver. The consistory wishes to announce, the Lord willing, there will be a male members meeting next week on Thursday evening, April 18, at 7:30 p.m. for the purpose of electing an elder. Psalter 444, only stanza 4. Blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.